looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Overseas, the withdrawal of US forces from northern Syria has sparked desperate calls for the Australian government to rescue remaining Aussies stuck there. Five newborns are among more than 40 Australian family members of Islamic State fighters currently in refugee camps in northern Syria. It's feared a looming Turkish military invasion will put them in serious danger. Child rights organisations like Save the Children say the window to help these kids is closing rapidly. Matt Tinkler is a Director of Policy and International Programs at Save the Children, and he's on the line. Hello, Matt.
G'day, Ben.
What do you expect the Australian government to do?
Well, they need to act, and they need to act now. We've been saying for many months that the window to repatriate these Aussies is closing fast, but it still exists. They can access the camp. They can negotiate with the Kurdish administration who controls it. They can get support from humanitarian organisations on the ground, and they can bring these Aussies, and particularly the vulnerable children, to safety.
The Australian government says it can't do this because it would be putting people in danger.
Well, it has done this, Ben. It did it several months ago. It evacuated half a dozen Aussie children from these camps. So it can certainly be done. We have staff going into these camps daily. We see news crews. We see grandmothers like Karen Nettleton, grandfathers like Kamal Debussy go into the camp with cameras in tow. It's definitely possible to get in there. It just needs the political will to make this happen.
What do you fear will happen if we do see a Turkish military invasion in that part of Syria?
Well, the Kurdish have things relatively under control at this point in time. So they're doing a good job of keeping the camps in order, providing some limited services to people. This is a really insecure region, though, and what this instability does is create uncertainty. And uncertainty means that access to these camps might change significantly. Roads might be cut, control of the area and the territory might change. There might be significant security risks for people getting in there. So now is the time to act. I don't think these kids can hold on much longer. You've just mentioned five newborns. Well, 300 children have died this year alone in these camps in northeast Syria, so we can't leave it too much longer.
We feel terribly sorry for these newborns, but let's be honest, Matt, isn't there a danger in bringing the family members of Islamic State fighters to Australia?
Well, there's a danger in leaving them there too. The thing we should be confident about is that Australia's justice system, our law enforcement, security agencies are extremely robust. If they've got a case to answer, by all means, prosecute them. We also know that Australia has very sophisticated support networks, you know, health, mental health, community support. They have families here who are willing to help them reintegrate into the Australian way of life. Much better to trust our own systems than to leave people languish in difficult places where radical elements are still festering in a place like northeast Syria.
Matt, thank you for coming on this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks, Ben.
Matt Tinkler, the Director of Policy and International Programs at Save the Children. What should we be doing as a nation about the Aussies who are in these refugee camps in northern Syria?
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.